Talk Live. What happens when a police officer, in this case a Florida State Trooper, pulls over another policeman? In this case, for speeding 120 miles per hour. I think that's kind of a dangerous amount of speed.
Even for cops.
Yeah, I think that's the dangerous side. You know, I don't have a problem with people speeding in general. But I think 120 is probably reckless there.
Now, just to clarify, it was a statey who pulled over a local
That's
cop?
Correct, yes. Yeah.
All right.
So we'll find out more about what it is that exactly happens there. You're welcome to call in and bring up whatever you want. Plus, Brad will be telling us about a man wearing a suit who tried his best to get arrested. He finally did, but apparently it took quite a while, and you've got more on that story, Brad. We'll get to that.
Absolutely, yep.
Coming up here, your call is certainly welcome. Again, toll-free number 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. The story is from RT.com. That's because when RT reports on stuff, it's usually because the mainstream media in the United States probably isn't really covering it that well. At least that's certainly true with a lot of their stories. And I would imagine this one isn't making headlines anywhere, because it certainly doesn't make the police look good. Florida Highway Patrol Trooper Donna Jane Watts was just doing her job when she pulled over a Miami police officer for topping speeds of 120 miles an hour. But the fallout has been anything but routine. She's now suing her colleagues for harassment. According to the Florida-based Sun Sentinel, Watts has filed a lawsuit against more than 100 officers and agencies for illegally accessing her personal information and creating a, quote, life-threatening situation, unquote.
Wow.
Watts claims the harassment by law enforcement began after she pulled over Miami cop Fausto Lopez in October 2011 for speeding in his patrol car.
I remember we talked about this when it happened. This guy was going 120 from his job as a cop to a second job with the lights off. Mm. All the lights. I mean, he did not have his gumballs lit up.
Yeah.
He wasn't on his way to an official call.
Watts claims that it began after she pulled him over after traveling over 100 miles an hour. Lopez.
And by the way, she had seen him do this in the past. It's darn difficult to catch somebody who's going 120.
Sure.
She had seen, this wasn't the first time. This was his, from what we could tell, his practice heading from one job location to the next.
Lopez was also reportedly weaving in and out of lanes so fast it took Watts 7 minutes to pull him over, even with her lights flashing and sirens blaring. When Lopez finally pulled aside, Watts made her way to the police vehicle. So he's in a cruiser, by the way.
Yeah.
With her gun drawn, and there's video of this.
I think she did pull her gun, because this is crazy.
She handcuffed the Miami officer and took his weapon. Lopez was eventually fired for his behavior, but that was just the beginning of the story for Watts. She began receiving phone calls from unknown phone numbers, some of which were prank calls, while others contained threats. The lawsuit alleges that orders for pizza were made in her name without her knowledge, and that multiple police vehicles would linger in front of her house or on her street. The lawsuit states the situation became so dire that Watts, quote, started to experience physical symptoms to include dry heaves and nausea when performing basic activities such as opening her mailbox, starting her ignition, or when being followed by a law enforcement vehicle for no apparent reason.
Welcome to our world.
After filing a public records request with the Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles, Watts discovered her personal information was accessed by at least 88 officers from 25 different jurisdictions over a three-month time span.
Wow.
Her profile was viewed more than 200 times total, a number that attorney Myrta Desir claims violates the Driver Protection Privacy Protection Act. Under that law, improperly accessing an individual's profile results in a $2,500 fine per violation. Desir, who's representing Watts, told the Sun Sentinel, quote, this is an invasion of privacy. Law enforcement does have access to information most residents don't, and with that level of access, there should come a certain amount of care. That is something that is not supposed to be done. Unless you're investigating somebody for a legitimate purpose. If you're a law enforcement officer and you're behind somebody on the road who's weaving in and out and being dangerous, you have the ability to type in that person's number, typically, and get information about them. But you're not supposed to just look up your next door neighbor because you think he's cheating on your wife or something or cheating with your wife. You're not supposed to use it for non-investigatory, legitimate purposes.
Supposed, air quotes.
Sure, but they're sitting in the car doing, you know, in some cases nothing. Hopefully crime fighting isn't, constantly doing something. So, you know, you're going to look at the computer. I think everybody believes that this is done, even though they know it shouldn't be. This is one of those passes that cops get.
Right, and in a lot of places, you don't ever find out who's looking at you because, well, you probably wouldn't.
I'll never get the chance to see. Yeah. She had access to the system. The system knows how people looked and that kind of thing.
Well, she actually claims it was a public records request here.
Okay.
So maybe you could get some information about, like, who's accessed your information. Apparently they did. Anyway, various officials and law enforcement agencies have declined to comment on the matter, but they've asked the judge involved to throw out the lawsuit. According to the AP, they believe Congress can only impose a penalty on police officers for selling personal data, not simply for viewing it. The Department of Justice, however, disagrees and has filed its own argument, stating that multiple courts have upheld Congress's right to monitor the issue regardless of whether information is sold or not. Their lawyer said to the AP, quote, there's a value in drivers' information and a market for it. What the defendants fail to recognize is there is value in drivers' information whether or not it is actually sold. Already, some police agencies have settled the lawsuit with Watts, acknowledging their employees had broken the law. The city of Margate in Florida agreed to pay Watts $10,000 for the incident. Even so, groups like the National Association of Police Agencies are now looking to change the law itself and remove the penalty, except for cases in which officers pursue opportunities to make money off of personal data.
Really? So officers should be able to look up
their girlfriends,
yeah,
look up
their girlfriends, what about the boy, the friends that are male of the girlfriends?
Yep.
Let's just
check on them.
Harangue. I mean, I'm sorry, this is completely inappropriate.
Yep.
If officers were somehow, morally superior to the rest of us, I suppose there might be an argument for this. But nobody believes for a second that these are anything but human beings. Let's not forget that this was all started by some jackhole that was using his company vehicle to go 120 miles an hour from his day job to his night job. That's what he thought of the badge that he put on.
Well, and what is exposed here is a real culture, because obviously, all of this, if you're just joining us, is retribution, right, against this state trooper for daring to do this.
Yep.
So this guy who was arrested, what was his name, Lopez,
That's correct, I believe, yeah.
The Miami officer. Mm-hmm. How many close friends that were really just personally upset by the fact that he was arrested could he possibly have? 6, 10, 12? 15 if
yeah,
he's just a
sure.
super awesome nice guy.
Right.
Right? So
as opposed to the people that he knows who would say, yeah, that was wrong for you to go 120 miles an hour
now,
and weave in and out of traffic.
Yeah,
because,
like, you shouldn't
really
have done that,
though.
And it makes me worry about your safety since we're friends. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Right, but that's not what the point he's trying to make. He's saying that there's maybe 15 people that he's really close with. There were hundreds, 200 looks at the views of this officer's profile, and what I'm getting from what Brett said is that means that there is truly a culture.
Yes.
What cops heard was some cop broke the thin blue line. They
exactly.
actually enforced a law on a law enforcement officer. We're above the law. You can't enforce laws on us.
She's going to pay.
She's got to pay.
No questions. But at that point, nothing else mattered about the situation. It's fair to say that many people now who are acting on this, cultural conditioning of being a police officer didn't even know the story. They just know that the line was crossed,
mm-hmm.
and it's time to attack.
And now there's hundreds that did this, and they took the energy to do that. But let's not forget, because we're always told about the some bad apples. There are probably thousands of cops in South Florida, and so a few hundred.
Well, there were at least 88 who accessed the information on the Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles. But that doesn't mean those 88 didn't share them with their 20 buddies
and that's
in the department.
That's the point I'd like to make. Is if 88 people did this, this is probably done on a relatively regular basis. I'm convinced that police officers do this. Why don't the good ones arrest the bad ones for their abuse of power?
Probably because they don't want a bunch of cops lurking outside their house, threatening their family members, killing their dog.
This is how it degenerates from a law enforcement agency into an armed gang.
All right, we'll come back with more here. Your thoughts are welcome. 855-453, 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line, and this is Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the Pro XPN toll-free line. We've got a website. You can go and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners on our cam page. Go to cam.freetalklive.com, and there's the chat room built into the same page. You can watch, you can listen, and interact all free at cam.freetalklive.com. Our roses, by the way, that we received last week from Pro Flowers are still with us.
Keep on hanging on.
And they still look pretty good. They're in the corner of the studio at the moment, and you can hook up with some red roses, a dozen of them, in this radio special, which is only available either through Thursday or when supplies run out from proflowers.com. A dozen red roses, plus a free glass vase, teddy bear, and gourmet chocolates for only $39.99. You will not find red roses at this price this week at this time if you can find them at all. And the deal's only good while supplies last. You can't beat the price or convenience of proflowers.com. It's quick, easy, and delivery on Valentine's Day. Yes, even this late in the game is guaranteed. So go to proflowers.com. Here's how you get this deal. You type in FTL when you click the blue microphone in the top right of the website. So again, proflowers.com. Click the mic on the top right. Type in FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's the only way you can get the deal of a dozen red roses, the glass vase, teddy bear, gourmet chocolates for only $39.99. So your time is running out, though. Don't wait. Proflowers.com. Click the mic. Type in FTL to get that deal. Or maybe you don't want roses. There's all kinds of other options that you can get. Just make sure you type in FTL before you do that.
Those are hanging in there, by the way.
Yeah, they really are.
And fellas, we probably didn't even use the prolonging stuff the second time around, right?
Yes, I did. You're talking about the food, the flower
Not
food?
Not the first time. They give you two packets.
Yes, I did.
Okay, good for you.
I can follow instructions.
I will say this, fellas, when your flowers finally do die, you can hang them in a windowsill and let them dry. And then crush them into a bowl, and you have some nice potpourri.
Great point. So, again, we'll continue here. Take your calls about whatever is on your mind. We're talking about this law enforcement showdown happening in South Florida, where a trooper was actually doing the right thing and pulled over another cop. In this case, a Miami police officer going 120 miles an hour was pulled over after a seven-minute chase by this trooper then started having police or people she didn't know calling her at home, calling her and, you know, creepily leaving threatening messages or prank calling or calling pizza companies and having pizzas delivered to her house that she didn't order, which is kind of like a classic
prank,
a-hole prank.
Yeah.
And she had people stalking her in police cruisers. It seemed like an unusual amount of cop activity on her street on a regular basis, lurking out in front of her house. She started to freak out about this. She since filed a lawsuit against 100 police officers and agencies in South Florida. Some agencies have settled already in this case, which is, I think, it bodes well for her chances. And as we hear more about the story, we'll certainly let you know.
This calling pizzas in for somebody prank, this can't work, can it?
It's harder these days because pizza companies have ID, they have caller ID, they have systems that will bring up your caller information as you call into their system. And so if they've been pranked by somebody in the past, they can have notes in there, or if somebody stiffs them on a tip or whatever, they can put notes in about people. So if someone's calling from, say, a cell phone and it's not from a certain location, like a landline, they'll know that. And so I guess to some extent it could still work if you were calling from a cell phone, but you could also then have your number blocked from that point on.
It's a really terrible thing to do because if it hurts, if it winds up hurting anybody, right? Like, say this phone security is not in place, right?
Or just fails.
Yeah. Who does it hurt? It hurts delivery drivers,
sure,
right? Who go places with pizza, wasting their time, and then they have to leave with the pizza without a tip. So,
right. I mean, they may very be like, it's really confusing because it truly wastes time. It's not like, you know, that you're like, I didn't order a pizza. I don't know what you're talking about. Thanks. Bye. Well, that guy's still going to go around trying to figure out who ordered the pizza. So he's going to probably, you know, check around the house. Maybe there's a door around back. You know, maybe there's the next door neighbor. Maybe they have the number wrong. You know, so this isn't just, it really wastes time.
It's more of a prank, as you pointed out, Brett, on the pizza man than it is on the person who's the other supposed victim
and
target.
It hurts them, too. So maybe the cops are thinking, what's an hour and a half of the pizza man's time?
Sure, he could care less.
Mildly inconvenience, you know, this target that we have here. So, you know, in the last segment, too, Mark asked the question of, is it a few bad apples? or is this a larger problem? And I think what we're finding, at least this story is providing us a case study in how outrageous it is considered to be the good cop reporting, the good apple reporting on the bad apple.
Mm-hmm.
Because the question was, like, if there's only a few bad apples, how come none of the good apples do anything about it? Well, from this story, we learned that that is a completely unacceptable way of thinking, that a good apple would, you know, try to correct the actions of a bad apple.
Right. I mean, look, it's scary. These guys are scary. This is creepy, scary behavior, having people lurking outside of your house and not being able to do anything about it, ultimately, because they're the cops. It's one thing when it's some guy in his personal car lurking creepily outside. You can usually call somebody about that, like in some cases the police, or somebody could go out and talk to them. But the police, they can make the excuse that they're there for some legitimate purpose. Oh, well, there's been a break-in in the neighborhood, so we're, you know, keeping an eye out or whatever. And there's nothing you can do about that.
Yeah.
And this, you know, she's lucky they haven't murdered her dog or done something else to her. Who knows what else these guys are capable of? We've certainly seen how they behave towards other people, some of the corrupt cops and the terrible, violent things that they've done to people. The murder of Kelly Thomas comes to mind, among other stories. Plenty of innocent people have died at these people's hands, and they seem to relish the power that they have over others. So it's got to be a really scary thing. You know, you don't want to speak out against criminals who don't care and have no accountability for their actions.
Right. It's the accountability issue.
Yeah.
This is a situation we get to see what happens when the watchers are watched.
Mm-hmm.
This woman watched a watcher, and now the watchers are fighting back.
She's outnumbered.
At what point do we decide that police officers are not these bastions of truth and justice,
the paladins.
Paladins of all that is right and good, and that they are just acting like a big gang?
Right.
I mean, I do believe that there are good cops out there that'll throw themselves in front of a bullet to protect my family. I get it, but I also see these, no one seems to have more of a persecution complex than police officers. It always seems about they're out to get us, and nobody's more dangerous, in my mind. No one will bend the rules further than a person who has a persecution complex, because they have to even the odds. And that's what I see here.
Let's go to the phones. You can bring up whatever you want, and so yes, there is a thin blue line, and yes, if it's crossed, even by one of their own, and especially by one of their own, then they are going to turn against you, and they're going to do awful things to you. We're going to go to your calls coming up here. 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. Maybe you're in law enforcement. You want to talk to us about this. Would love to hear from you. You're going to try to claim it's just a few bad apples? You can also take control here and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. More on the way.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything here toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Mark apparently has news about the world ending in just 10 days. So we'll get into that here in a few moments. And, of course, take your calls, 855-450-FREE. You know, that 10 days is still enough time to get Sherry's Berries delivered. And
that's a segue.
If you are going to be, you know, if the world's going to end in 10 days, you might as well double your strawberries for just $10 more as well.
I'm with you.
You can get giant, freshly dipped in delicious white milk and dark chocolate strawberries from Sherry's Berries. And you can get them delivered in time for Valentine's Day, no problem, over at berries.com. It's over a 40% savings, just $19.99. But you can double the berries for just $10 more. You do need to use code FTL when you go to the website, berries.com, berries.com. Click the mic in the top right, the microphone in the top right. Type in FTL to get this special offer of these delicious berries. We tried them, Mark and I tried them this weekend, and they were absolutely fantastic. And I'm sorry, Brett, there was just no way they
were
going to
make it. I'll take your word for it.
There was just no way they were going to make it till Wednesday. But you can try them for yourself and give them to somebody that you love this Valentine's Day. Go to berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S. Click the microphone in the top right. Type in FTL to get this deal. Again, the giant freshly dipped strawberries for just $19.99. Or double the berries for just $10 more. I recommend the doubling of the berries. I would have been, I would have really wanted more had I only gotten the initial six.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. So, berries.com. And click the mic. Type in FTL. We appreciate it. And whoever you give them to will definitely appreciate it as well. Let's go to Ken. He's in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Ken.
Hey, guys. Pleasure to be back with you.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to call in and mention that I don't know if you remember, but I was trying to get my boss to pay me in Bitcoin. And
all right.
He came in this morning to work just laughing and smiling, teasing me about how Bitcoin had tanked and how's, you know, sorry about your Bitcoin and da-da-da-da-da. I'm just looking at him like, you have no idea. You have no idea what you're even talking about. When the dollar drops, he's just, I'm not even going to have to say a word.
Well, what he was talking about is that Bitcoin has been as high as, say, $1,000 or $1,200 in the past, but now it's down around $600-$700. So he was giving nanny-nana to you.
As low as $535 or something if you pick the lowest. If you pick the highest exchange and the lowest exchange, it's been like $1,200 to $535. I mean, that's really an unfair.
But that's over a long time frame.
Yeah, that's
over the last several months.
But for those of us who have been through the three Bitcoin spikes, it's like, yeah, I know. I believe I know what's going to happen. I believe that Bitcoin's going to shoot up here.
I don't know what's going to happen. No, I don't have any beliefs.
I said I believe I know what's going to happen.
I hope that's what's going to happen. But
what's the difference between those two statements?
I'm banking on it happening. I just looked at him and was like, are you kidding me? That just means I get more for less now.
You're right. Bye, bye, bye.
Exactly. So is he paying you in Bitcoins?
No. He, at least I got him to take a look at it, though. So he knows more now. He's at least aware of what they are.
But a lot of people need to go through that first bump. Because, I mean, imagine the experience that he's had here. He thought about getting Bitcoins. You wanted to get paid in them. Somebody he knows and respects to some extent, believes in these enough that they're willing to take their paycheck in them. Maybe I should pay a little bit of attention. Mm-hmm. So his experience is, most of the time he's heard about Bitcoin, they've gone down, not up. So he's like, this sounds like a terrible investment. What an awful idea. So he's known about them for a brief time. But likely, I don't know if you're, you know, I don't know when you came on board, but we saw Bitcoins go from 27 cents to $30, down to a buck, up to $250, down to $50, up to $1,200, down to $600. You know, we've ridden the roller coaster before, and we tend to be a little, you know, dismissive of what the price is. But the naysayers are out on Free Talk Live's Facebook page. Go there and take a look. One guy's posting every bit of bad news he can find out about Bitcoin in order to expose that Free Talk Live is somehow, you know, I think trying to drive the price of Bitcoins up so that we can profit or whatever his, I don't know what the conspiracy is.
Wow, that gives us a lot of credit.
It certainly does.
Good idea.
Yeah. And I would like to encourage everybody, buy, 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 or whatever. I believe in Bitcoin, and I don't think that Free Talk Live can change the price as much as it could at one point. It seemed like it sometimes when we talk about Bitcoin.
We've never had the ability to change. All right. Get real. This is an international marketplace.
When it was in its infancy, I'm sure.
No way.
Yeah, Ian tends to be skeptical of Free
Talk
Live.
No way. Free Talk Live is not a big show.
Well, I think that at that time there was a lot fewer people talking about it than there are now, so it's possible that your influence might have been bigger then. Of course, the show is bigger now, so who knows. But Ken, does your boss know about these spikes in the past or not? Have you not shared that information?
No, I think he's pretty much completely uninitiated. I don't even think he really understands money. He just knows it's green and he can get stuff for it. He doesn't really understand the concept of scarcity and utility. So
isn't this a great time to do another push, you know, to say, hey, boss, with, you know, I'll take the hit.
Well, the ironic thing is, he offered me the company the other day, so he wants me to take it over and start, you know, running it and just give him a stipend. So I might not even have to worry about that.
Yeah.
Sweet, man. Well, congratulations. If you decide to move ahead with that, maybe you can move the company to New Hampshire.
I knew it was coming. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, Ian's going to hate that this guy was given a company. It's not in New Hampshire. And what does Ian tell him to do? He tells him to pick up the whole thing and move it.
Well, I mean, could it be any better in Illinois than New Hampshire? I know New Hampshire isn't the best place on earth for business, but it can't be as bad as Illinois.
Well, Illinois, as far as the satellite market is concerned, I install satellite dishes, and it's really busy. But New Hampshire, I mean, they have. I've already looked into it for when I was thinking about moving up there, even without that. And there's several contracting companies up there that I could work for, so I know there's competition.
Yeah, that is a good point. I mean, obviously, with satellites, you need people in a market to be able to have a certain percentage of them who are willing to take the satellite product. So obviously, a high concentration of people would be helpful. However, there's certainly plenty of places in the woods in New Hampshire that don't even have an option for cable. So I'd imagine there's always that as well. Of course, how many of them already have satellite is likely a question. Obviously, these are things you know how to research and get into, and it sounds like you're interested in that. And Ken, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, I think you're a satellite customer, right?
I was. I put it away. I just get Amazon Prime now.
Just use the internet.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. And what about you, Brad? Any satellite at your house?
No, we use the internet, and with that we have Netflix.
That's an interesting point. I wonder how many people are switching from satellite to cable versus switching from satellite to nothing, to internet.
Sports is the thing that satellite really has.
You
can get the sports packages. You can see your team.
Whereas online, you really have a tough time getting sports online.
Yeah, I don't know what that's like because I haven't tried very hard. I'm not a...
You can subscribe through, I don't know if the Major League Baseball or whatever does a full pass for all their teams, but I know that like some teams you can subscribe through their websites, so there's that, I think. And again, I haven't looked deeply into this in any way, shape, or form, but to actually find a live broadcast without paying for it, that's very, very hard to do. Like, you have to find a pirate broadcast, basically.
I have a great, somewhat related story. And if people are interested in what I'm about to say, you can go and you can search YouTube. There's a movie, a documentary. It's about an hour long. It's called Spin. So, networks, like the major news networks, communicate with affiliates via satellite, right?
Sure.
So back in the day, in the early 90s, when very few people had satellites, they were able to tune to a channel and catch the conversations going on off-air feeds.
Yes, they're called wild feeds.
Wild feeds. And some of the things captured will blow your mind.
Oh, yeah. Okay, what was the movie called?
Spin. S-P-I-N.
And it's all about that, or is that just one aspect?
It's all about it.
We'll come back with more here in moments. It's Free Talk Live. I know O'Reilly is one of the primary ones.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything that you want right here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The world is apparently supposed to end in 10 days. I hope we get a chance to talk about that tonight. Otherwise, we'll have to talk about it tomorrow. Because that sounds really important, Mark, and I apologize.
It's
haven't
important
gotten to
someone.
You. But we were talking right now about satellite television. Well, we had a guy who was a satellite installer call,
yeah,
and it kind of just went out on a tangent about these wild feeds, as they are called. And we're going to go back to your calls and thoughts as well. Toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. That is the ProXPN toll-free line. Also, you can reach us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm.
Do you drink coffee? If you drink coffee, think about what that really delicious cup of coffee is like. When you get a really good one, well, you can have that cup of coffee every single time with BuzzBox coffee. It's that good. It's organic. It's shade grown. It's top 1% Arabica grade. There's nothing better when it comes to coffee. BuzzBox coffee does it, and they do it at a relatively low price. I mean, this isn't this isn't consumer level coffee. This is high end coffee, but in comparison, it's comparative as far as price goes, and it's delivered right to your door, so you don't have to go to the store and pick it out. You can decide when it's going to be delivered. You can pick that. But what's really important about BuzzBox coffee is that you help people by drinking BuzzBox coffee. You're working within a system where farmers, poor farmers, and these other countries, third world countries, are given an opportunity to really work their way out of poverty. And you're supplying microloans through us. Free Talk Live is trying to get 1,000 listeners to help us to supply 100 microloans to 100 families, to change the lives of 100 families. That's what we want to do. And when you go get your free pound of coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com, you sign up for the subscription. You can cancel anytime if it doesn't work for you. But then they're going to start sending you coffee on a regular basis. And, of course, you're going to have to pay for that coffee. You get the first pound free to try it out. But it's coffee.freetalklive.com. And that money goes towards helping make people's lives better around the world. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, so of course we can take your calls about anything you want, but just to finish up real quick on this discussion about wild feeds, you were telling us about a movie called Spin.
Yeah, and
which
I want to
available on YouTube, by the way. Just type in Spin documentary.
Yeah, I want to make one change. I think I said towards the end of the last segment it will blow your mind. I forgot who my audience was. Hearing politicians talk behind the scenes, if you've been listening to this show for the for a while, I don't think your mind is going to be blown, but it would blow a lot of people's minds. Yeah. It's a good resource to send to people. It features Bill Clinton, Ross Perot, Al Gore, kind of just talking loosely.
When they don't think anyone's watching.
When they don't think anyone is watching. So now, the phenomenon today is the hot mic. You know, somebody gets caught in front of a hot mic that they don't know is on, and sometimes
the wild feeds are still out there.
Oh, I'm sure they are, but they've kind of corralled them a little bit, and since there's obviously a much greater number of satellite dishes, and people would be able to catch them.
They may be more aware that a wild feed, you know, there are people out there. Essentially, there are hobbyists out there who this is their hobby. Well, no, why is it funny?
Trolling.
Well, I mean, some people make trains for a living, you know, put train tracks together. This is a very singular, individual hobby. Hobby that would not be entertaining for anyone else to watch. You know, if you play a video game, that can be something that somebody might watch and be entertained by. But watching for wild feeds, just let me give you an example of how this works. We talk about the Free Talk Live satellite channel. It's on free to air satellite. Well, that's where the wild feeds are in a lot of cases as well. Basically, what free to air means is it's an unencrypted feed. So it's an unencrypted channel. There are satellite channels that are encrypted. They're locked down. You have to be a subscriber to have the codes to unlock those channels. But these wild feeds are known for being unencrypted, and so anybody with a free-to-air satellite receiver pointed at the right satellite can watch for these and can record these things. So there are people out there who have free-to-air satellite systems, and some of them are fancy. They have motors that can move their satellite dish from one point in the sky to another point, so you can actually move from one bird, one satellite to another. And this is a hobby for some people who they watch these known frequencies, because you don't know when these things are going to happen. You don't know when some reporter is going to be going live from some sort of live shot where they're going to be using this technology. In theory, in some cases, you could know that something's happening, like, let's say, the State of the Union address or some sort of event. You could probably start looking for wild feeds in that time frame.
I think this is great activism. Great activism. I mean, if you can catch these politicians saying something that's, you know, untoward, that's awesome stuff.
So, and on the other hand, you can also use this equipment to receive Free Talk Live and School Sucks and all the other great shows on LRN.fm. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com. And actually, if you just go to sat.lrn.fm, there's a lot more information there about where our channel is and how you can get the equipment that you need to do this. And so you could, if this sounds interesting to you, it's not a very expensive hobby. It just costs the equipment and the time to set it up.
Sounds like a pretty cool hobby to me. The things you might discover, very interesting.
Yeah, exactly.
Reminds me of this other phenomenon that I heard about years ago, where if you have your AM on scan, right, and you're in kind of a rural place where there aren't a lot of stations, a lot of people were reporting that they would pick up a station that sounded like a young person just reading numbers. And this was a very curious phenomenon. I never found out what it is, but a lot of people reported this. I think I heard about it 10 years ago when I was in Vermont. The NPR was doing a story about it, these number reader.
Yeah.
So you just tuned to an AM frequency,
to me.
Right? And it would be usually a voice of a young person, possibly, you know, possibly a foreigner.
Yeah.
You know, a young person working on this project where they just read seemingly random numbers.
What does it mean?
And what a creepy thing, huh? So just the chance of stumbling across something like that and listening to it would be very cool. So the possibilities with a wild satellite feed, I think, would be very intriguing and very fun.
Probably most of the time you don't really see much of anything.
No,
anything that's interesting. But for that one moment, when you've got the record button rolling and then something shows up that's very, very unique and then you get to put it online, that could be cool. That'd be like a trophy.
Absolutely.
So be the one who captures Bill O'Reilly going, F it, let's do it live!
So Spin is the ultimate wild feed trophy then, because this guy started to, in 1992, during a very, what, you know, people always think presidential elections are important, but they thought that in 1992 too. It was George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and Ross Perot.
Arguably one of the most unique elections because of the third-party entry.
Yes, yes. And he recorded about 100 hours of footage. So obviously he wound up with a lot of pretty banal stuff. But
right, people getting makeup put on and looking into the camera and cleaning their hair.
Right. But he was able to get this hour of very interesting footage.
Cool. Let's go to the phones here and to Skype, where Nathan is on the line in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Nathan.
Hey, I just wanted to also concur, that is a great documentary, and it will blow your mind, at least if you're, you know.
I'm going to link to it. I've got it pulled up here on YouTube. I'll link on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, so folks can easily access it.
So about the atheism thing, I thought it, I'd briefly give my viewpoint. I think that atheists can rely on faith, but not necessarily so. I would put maybe docket, because faith, if you think about the definition, it just means believing something with little or no evidence, or believing beyond what the evidence would, you know, would give you. And I think some people like Dawkins might fall into that category. You know, people who, I guess, substitute something for God, like, you know, they put the state in place of God, or they're just really militant about not believing in a God, or, you know, and things like that.
State in place of God seems to be wildly popular right now, from what I've seen. And you're right. I think that people kind of look up to them and they turn their brains off. I watched Sam Harris give a talk about free will. And, you know, he says everything is, you know, we live in a deterministic universe. You're not in charge of any of your decisions, even if you think you are. And his logic was flawless. His logic was flawless. But what he did was he controlled the definitions. And nobody in the audience of, you know, Sam Harris out of hand eaters seemed to notice that he defined the term free will out of existence very cleverly. And then once he got basically everyone to agree, just through their own docility intellectually to his definition, he used logic flawlessly to continue to argue his case.
Mm-hmm.
But he had kind of a, you know, not very critical audience because, hey, I came here to eat out
They're
of
believers.
Sam's hand. Yeah, that they didn't even notice that he had played this trick at the beginning, whether he realized
was aware of it,
he
yeah.
did it or not.
Oh man, I wish I'd go ahead.
It sounds like theists have never done that before.
No, it's,
also,
yeah, it's true.
Also, quick story about Richard Dawkins. If you Google for Richard Dawkins wheel invention, he has a little essay where he talks about how the wheel could or couldn't have evolved. I remember reading it, and when he got to the point about roads, he actually literally said something like, "Thank God for taxation, because without them, who would build the roads?"
That's right.
Hey, thanks, Nathan, for your call tonight. Certainly appreciate it.
Who would maintain the potholes?
Who would ever be skeptical towards government? Jeez. I wish we had more time to talk about free will, because I think that's a fascinating conversation.
Yeah.
Maybe another night. We're out of time for tonight, though, and we'll see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Check out Brett at schoolsucksproject.com as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
Name's Mark, and this here beastly hog is Princess. Easy, Princess. Slow your roll. So how does this chopper cowboy save on motorcycle insurance, you ask? Easy. I just strapped on my savings chaps called Geico, and bam. I'm saving so much, my princess, well, she gets treated like a queen.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
We already have the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo for just $1.39. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Hurry, sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.